During the month of September, we'll be studying the Godhead. A study of the Godhead can be technical, but that is not really our purpose. Our purpose is to highlight some of the characteristics about God in order to encourage each of us to be better servants. When studying God, a good place to begin is, of course, the Godhead. Another term that is often used is the Trinity. The term Trinity or Godhead refers to the triune nature of God. God is one, but His divine nature exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Each of these persons of the Godhead are separate individuals, and they are characterized by all these various characteristics that we'll be looking at. But they are also one. There is truly one God. In Deuteronomy 4 and verse 35, Moses wrote, "Unto thee it was showed, that thou mightest know that the Lord, He is God, and there is none else beside Him." This passage is referenced in the New Testament in such passages as Mark 12, verse 32, and James 2, and verse 19. The psalmist declared in Psalm 86 and verse 10, "For thou art great and dost wondrous things, thou art God alone." And Paul, in reference to Timothy, in writing to Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5 said, "There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." But on the other side of it, consider these passages that concern the triune nature of God. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7, John wrote, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one." Jesus, when He gave great commission to go into all the world, He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Paul, as he brings the second book to Corinth, to a conclusion, he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen." Because there are some who believe the three persons of the Godhead are the same individual, then consider the baptism of Jesus. In Matthew, the third chapter, verses 16 and 17, Matthew records, "And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." If the three persons of Godhead were one of the same, then this account would be ridiculous. You would have Jesus being baptized, Jesus descending upon Himself in the form of a dove, and Jesus testifying about Himself from heaven, "This is My beloved Son." No, there are three persons of the Godhead, but there is one God.